Good morning. This past week, Daf is Daf Lamed Hay. Third Perek, Miseches Ksubas Elonaris. As we continue in this Sugya, one big Sugya that has many, many Sugyas in it, let's pick up from Lamed Dal on the base. The Gemara over here Bishlam Rabbi Yechon Omar Kreish Lakish. The sugi starts with a steer between two Mishnais. As far as the din of Ein Loikim Mishalim. Now that was the halacha that we're working with in this part of the sugya. We discussed in the first sugya, Kim Lebed Rav Minei, that's referring to when there's a Misa moment. And this part of the sugya was discussing the din of Ein Loike Misham, Kedev Shosai, that when a Chiyav Malkis and Momen come together, that one doesn't get both. That's the loch of Ein Leikim Mishalim. I'm just starting now. So there was a student Mishnah concerning the halach of Ein Leikim Mishalim. Our Mishnah, as far as the Chiyav Knas, even though that this should be a Chiyav Malkus, Baruch Havi Krisis, Baruch Havi Lavin. And our Mishnah said that it's a chiyav moment. And the Mishnah Maseches Makis, when it discusses the din, different chayve malkis, the Mishnah over there says in these cases of our Mishnah, it's a chiyav malkis. So this Gemara right now is discussing the terutzim of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Yochanan's teretz was that our Mishnah speak midlay Yisru. That means that definitely the halacha is that one gets the malchus and doesn't get the moment. But that's only when he's taka can he get malchus. When there was a hasra. When there was a hasro, which enables him to get the malchus. However, without that hasro, he's not getting malchus. So, in the event that he's not getting the malchus, so that's when he could be mechuyev the moment. Right? So that's what our Mishnah is speaking about. And the Mishnah in Maseches Makis, when he's like it, that's referring to when there was a hasro. If there was a hasro, then you like Ben Misham. That's what Rabbi Yochanan had answered. And Reish Lakish, as we saw of late, took a different route over here. Reish Lakish says that the Tana of our Mishnah does not hold of the Rishosa. Tana of the Mishnah is Rameh, right? That's Mivu in the Mishnah Maseches Magas. That Rameh doesn't hold of Kedei Rishosa. He holds that you are Loki Mishalim by Edom Zoymimin. That's where his shita appears. So if that's so, then fine. You know, then there's no question, right? Mishnah Maseches Makis. That's Taka the Klal, that one is Lekev Ein Mishalim. You get Malkus, and our Mishnah saying which is saying that you get that you're paying is because you also get Malkus, right? And our Mishnah is just focusing on the monetary. His chayvus, but in the chayvus, you get malchus also. That's a mayor that loikum mishalim. So now the Gemara discusses as follows. Zok the Gemara, Bishlomo Rabbi Yochanan Leomar Kreish Lakish. This is some 10 lines or so up from the bottom of the Amud. Lamadal Amrit. Bishlomo Rabbi Yochanan Leomar Kreish Lakish, Dekamukum Lok Rabbonim. Zot Gemara, that it's understandable why Rabbi Yochanan did not answer the stira like Rish Lakish did, because Rish Lakish is limiting the mission to Shitas Rav Meir, and Rabbi Yochanan wanted that mission should come out according to the Rabbanon, and that's why he answered it the way he did. That it's a lo yisrael Rish Lakish from time lemak Rabbi Yochanan. Why didn't Rabbi Rish Lakish say Rabbi Yochanan? Right, the chur is an advantage. The mission should come out like the Rabbanon. Zotmo omaloch kivan the ilu asru be poter kili asru be nami poter. Rish Lakish says that if the halacha is that when you're master, you get malchus, you put from the moment, then if there exists such a halacha, then it doesn't make a difference whether the Yisru or Lo Yisru. Even if you're Lo Yisru, you're also potter. Rish Lakish says that the din of Kedei Rishosai applies even when you're not actually getting the malchus. Zotimor va'ozdu l'tamayim. Zog the Gemara that the machlekes that is showing up over here, which the Gemara is saying is that the machlekes which is behind the terutzim over here, why each one is saying his teretz is the point of the machlekes is whether there's a din of kedei rishosai that one is not chayiv momen. The Mokum Malkus is that only if it's Hisru, only if the Taka there is actually a basis for an actual Chiyuv Malkus. I feel a loy Hisru. Leave one at it. But the Mora Oz Tamayu, we find that they have a Machlekes on this point, a clear Machlekes on this point. Oz Tamayu. The Chiyos Rav Dimi Omar, Rav Dimi said the following. Chayvim Misi Shoigim, Chayvim Malkus Shoigim, in Vidavar Acher, Birchinen, Omar Chayv, Shlokish, Omar Potter. Rav Dimi said over the Machlekes between Birchinen and Shlokish, this Machlekes applies to the two halachas that we mentioned before, Kedei Rishosai and Kimle B'Rabbi Minei. Both halachas that when they are in function, then one is parted from the moment. Misa in moment, Malchus in moment, one gets the other punishment, maybe possibly the greater punishment. Says Rav Dimi that what about Shoigigin? Chayvim Yisru Shoigigin v'chayvim Malchus Shoigigin. Now Rashi says over here that Shoigigin, Rashi says Shiloh Hisru Bohen, Shiloh Hisru Bohen. That's when we're saying that, that's really what we are talking about, right? We'll see in a minute whether it's limited to that, but the shaking in that the what's included in the shaking in over here is that when a person does an action, that the action could be mechayev malchus, but actually is not going to be mechayev malchus because it's missing certain conditions. So it's missing hasro, that's a condition for the chiyev malchus, and that's bechlal this shaila of shaygigin.
Is that an afilu? Like afilu lo hisrubo?
That's possible. You might call that an afilu, meaning to say like this, is that a simple shaking in would be that the actual action was zombie shaking in abemezi, right? So that something is missing in the way it was, the actual action was done. Now our sugi is saying that depends which shita is the afilu, right? There's two cases, but there's one case of shaking in, which you said that the actual action was done from the one who did it, that it was done in a shaygig. He's missing the mezid, and the other pasuk was, even though he did it for mezid, but there was no hasra. Even what the condition of hasra is in itself, right, there's different man ha'omrim that the hasra itself might be a way to complete the teres mezid of the ma'aseh itself, right? Akapanim. So, no, according to whichever sheet it is, that the shaking in the Reish Lakish is saying the chayvim is shaking in, it does patter, and chayvim malki shaking in patters Rebbech, and on the other hand holds that if one is not going to, we don't have the hashlama of the tnoim to actually get the malchus, then it won't patter. So Zokrav Dimi, that this is an old machlokes, right? This is when we find that they argue clearly concerning this, and therefore it's very understandable that that's the background of the machlokes by us. That's Rashi over here. Rashi says, "Bishlam Abiyechem Demukim Asisim Bishaloi Hisru." Rashi is saying this is Shitas Reish Lakish, even when it's Loy Asr Be Potter, Hoil V'Ikud Sad Malkus. Rashi says that the basis of the Ptur is Hoil V'Ikud Sad Malkus. Pashas, what this means is that the action that was done is an action that could be Mechayev Malkus. It might be missing conditions, but as far as the dinner of Kimlei, as far as the dinner of Kteirish also is concerned, that those conditions which are necessary to have the actual Chiv are not necessary concerning the Ptur of these Ptur, to pass at the moment. So, Prashi Shaking, Shlai Hisru Bohen. Right, so Rashi touches the shogig in the context of our Gemara over here, with that hasro. Dovracher is mom vakulam milsekoi. The word dovracher goes back on both scenarios. Kolay mar chayv misu shogig in umomen or chayv malki shogig in umomen. Birch nomer chayv tashlumin the holy hisrube. Okay, that's the Gemara. Let me see the words yet. Let's just see the Gemara. Zokti Gemara. What we have over here is like Rashi said, it's sad Malkus. That means that we have an action that this action essentially could be mechayev malchus or misa. Kilei as binami poter. So Rashi ve'ein ato mechayev el mishum risha achas. The moment ve'ein ato mechayev el mishum risha achas. The moment. So if it's loyasrubei, so Rashi is talking in the context right now of the kedei rishasay, and since it's loyasrubei and is no chiyuv malchus, so by be mechayev moment, it's not you are not going against the kedei rishasay because you are only be mechayev moment. That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. Kleyasrubei binami potok Rashi even kamon yalef taimo. This Rashi is alluding to the Gemara later on, that whatever the Gemara says over here is not a svara. You couldn't just say this svara to say that Reish Lakish is shita, right? The Gemara Reish Lakish says that kim the ilu isru be potter ki lo isru be nami potter, right? Whatever that is that's not a svara that you could derive on your own. You need a source. You need a source. After you have your source, so that's, this is the basis of of the understanding. But
it's not. Rabbi Yochanan's Svara is more understandable based on Svara?
Right. Definitely Reish Lakish needs a source. And even after the source, maybe we'll still have to understand how it works. Right, so maybe we'll talk about that right now. We will talk about that right now. Okay? That Birchon and Shita is look, we understand that one can have two chiyuvim, or maybe in Kimla, like we spoke, there's an idea is that there's a ptur in the chiyuvim. So that's why it's necessary to have the conditions that's necessary to have the actual chiyuv. I need the mezid, I need the hasra. Pashtus is halacha in the chiyuv themselves. I don't want to get into this right now, but we'll just mention a point, whether according to Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, is it when we're saying that Chayv Misha Shaking is Potter, does that mean that we're looking for the actual punishment or just the Chiv? Right? The Nachmini is, let's say, Bizman is that? What? Rabbi Yochanan.
By Chayv Misos.
Rabbi Yochanan Shita, right? Now Rabbi Yochanan holds, right? That Shagigin does not patter, right? Right? Shagigin does not patter. You need to have the actual punishment. Someone was saying that. Now you need the actual punishment. Right now we're being ma'or over here. What does that mean? Is it sufficient to have the Chiv? Or you need that the Chiv is going to be carried through? For example, Bizman Hazeh, no one's getting Malkus, no one's getting the Chiv, no one's getting any Chiv Misa. Right, so if what patters in the fact is that he's receiving the punishment, he's not receiving any malchus. No one's receiving any Mises Bezin today. Right, so if that's what the basis of the Torah is, so maybe we should consider that he's not getting it. Right, it's equivalent to not getting that at all. Right, or no, that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't have to. Be on the receiving end.
It has to do with the chiyuv. So where Bizman Hazeh, there was hasra. It's only nogeh if there was hasra, right?
Right.
Okay. So normally nowadays we don't give hasra because we don't normally tell people if you do that aver, you're going to get the person's going to get malchus or mises bezin. We don't usually say that.
Or maybe even stronger is that you know how could you give such a hasra if it's not true?
You tell the person.
See, I don't know if it's not. It's
a
not
favor that Bezin can kill him for, or that Bezin can give him office for. That this is the avera, that type of avera that the avera inherently is you know don't do this avera because it's very chumer because Bezin really could give you the.
So trust. So again, it might depend on what the purpose of Hasro is, but right. Now, is it shy to have Hasra Bizman Hazeh, or else fine. You know, we will create the case, whatever it is, right? That there was a hasra, right? You know, right before, right? Someone was scheduled, right? He was talking, yeah, hasra was scheduled for Misa, and then Bezdin was bottled or whatever it was, right?
What is Rashi trying to say in Reish Lakish? Kilo Asu Bein Nami Pata Hoyel VeIkad Sad Malchus.
So that's Reish Lakish Shita. We'll get to that in a minute. Right. So we just wanted to speak out what there is to talk about in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Kipshuta is totally in the chiyuv itself, not in the actual misa. Now whether or not the actual misa will ever play a role to make a difference, that you might find such a thing like that. But as far as we're concerned, Kipshuta. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's all dependent on the chiyuv. And the chiyuv is dependent on, like we're saying, on the fulfillment of the tenoim for chiyuv, which we require that the that the action was done b'mezid and with hasrov. Right? If one of these things are missing, so there won't be any chiyuv. And being that what creates this p'tur is the chiyuv malchus.
So it seems like you're switching back and forth between Misa and Malchus. Are you holding in the, where Rabbi Yochanan doesn't make a difference between Misa and
Malchus
at this point?
We're learning that piece right now.
Okay, so just because of the Maskana, he doesn't go that way.
Right, exactly. Right now, we don't know so much. We're learning this piece of Gemara. Right, and that's why, you know, we're focusing on the Gemara that we're learning right now.
Precisely.
Maybe Reish Lakish needs a little explanation, right? How do we understand Reish Lakish, right? You might say not mechuyev, because there is no chiyev, right? There is no chiyev. So what is the mechanics over here? So what taka is patterning you, or what do you have as far as the mis and the malchus here, right? So l'chora the answer to that is that you have the action. And therefore, according to Reish Lakish, what we're saying over here is that the idea, especially in the Kimle, right, it takes on a little different understanding. Right? In Kimle, we understand Kimle Rabbeinu has to do with the fact that the minor punishment is being fulfilled in the greater punishment. So, you know, even in Rabbi Yochanan, as far as the chiyuv is concerned, that itself also is already a little different understanding, right? Because, you know, simply understand that, you know, when he gets the more common punishment, that encompasses both, but he's not actually getting it, you know, so how does that work?
So then it's a p'tor even kapri shemayim? Is that what you're saying with Kimlei? The person doesn't... Because he gets the more chamer punishment, and you said it's included in that as the minor punishment, it's like the chamasai mana, right? So it's included in that, so therefore he doesn't even have a chiyuv b'klapei shemayim. Because they say, I think in one of the either malchus or misa, they say that the chiyuv mamon is really chayv b'klapei shemayim according to Reb Chaim and the stencils, the whole thing. I don't know, you don't know?
So let's just take one point of what you're saying, and you're being a good point that it is mevuyah in the Gemara that kimle mirabinei the kimle b'derabinei is only b'day bezdin b'day shemayim one is mechuyev.
There is a chiyuv b'day shemayim.
Yeah. And
by Misa or by when it's Malchus and Mama?
By Misa.
What does it say there?
It's more above Metzia.
Is that Etophis? Etophis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now that is a point.
So it's not a real p'tor.
Okay, one second. That's what we like to mention over here, right?
Sorry, am I taking you off this chair? You go back.
No. This is where we're going. We're going. I just want, you know, we'd like to speak it out so everyone could hear it. Yeah. So right now we're talking a little bit mechanics. Okay, so you know, right? So not everyone, you know, he's so trained in his field. So try to just bear with us a little bit, right? And we'll, whatever we say now, you know, to those who are more mechanical, will resonate with them more. And you know, and others, you know, will just, you know, with time, we'll get more used to these concepts. So Rabbi Yo is being a good point. That when we talk about kinei rabbinei, in the sense that the it's niskayim, the lesser punishment with the greater punishment, if we talk in those terms, so it would seem that fine, if it's niskayim, so fine, you know, you say so, however you understand it, but You got it. You got your punishment. Now, if that would be true in the simple understanding, then it really should not leave anything behind, right? That's true. And however, the Gemara does tell us that the person still mechuyev lasei sadei shamayim, right? So definitely in that nusuch, we'll have to say that that's all talking bidei adam. Right? And as far as Bezdin is concerned, Bezdin can't extract the money because on the level of Bezdin, it was Niskayim. Right? This whole concept of that the Kim Levi Rab Mine is all on the level of Bezdin. But they Shamayim, that the greater punishment does not satisfy the level of the Chiv Mamidei Shamayim. That's why after everything is said and done, that's taken care of. Right? That's
the chiyuv of the mammon that kapish shemayim might still exist is a bein adam lechavero between him and the guy he wronged.
What does that mean?
It's. I mean, there's bezdin punishes for a certain averus, malchus, misa, mammon, whatever. It's a bezdin punishment.
Mammon is not a punishment. Right.
Knas is for sure.
If it's knas, but it's not limited to knas. Then Kim Levi is not limited to knas.
Mammon is not a punishment.
It's not necessarily a punishment,
right?
But okay, fine. Just continue. I just wanted to just correct that in case something down the line was contingent on that comment.
No,
okay, but what did you want to have?
The Tosfos talks about with a previous Tosfos, somebody showed me that with Malchus and Mammon, the question is why if Malchus is stronger, so then why would anybody think that the person would have to pay the Mammon? And Tosfos says because we want to give the guy Malchus doesn't mean that the guy he wronged should lose the money.
Granted, but just fills in where you're heading. Where are you heading?
The fact that he still has a klape shemayim chiyuv that he kapis lo mafkina minei, the fact that klape shemayim he might still owe the money, that's between him and the fellow man that he wronged.
As opposed to what?
As opposed to something that Bezdin can administer, doing punishment.
No. Bezdin is chayshim mishpat. Bezdin also today. What do we have? Our Bezdin today is primarily chayshim mishpat, right? Maybe there's some Evan Ha'ezer involvement, but right. So. When you say be'olam lachaver, that's why that nusach over there is delicate, right? Because there definitely is a limitation in that because in general, when someone owes someone else money, he has a claim, and the extent of his claim is that he has the right that in din to extract the money, and over here he does not have that, right? So ben av machaveroi, you know, whatever that means, but it's really only between the one who owes the money, the mazik, whoever it is. It's really some might consider that ben av namokum really, right? Because you know he doesn't really have any tefiyah anymore. So exactly how you want to categorize that. Right.
And because the person can't collect in Bezdin, the fact that you're supposed to pay him money isn't because you owe the money to him, it's because Hashem wants you to give him the money. It's klape shemayim.
Okay, I wouldn't take it that far, right? Because you owe him, but the level of the owing is one that there's no claim on it. Or akoponim, the claim is not an extractable claim. See, like my tefisa, you see that there, you know, that there is such a thing like tefisa helps akoponim. but usually the strength of a full claim is that, you know, you could, Bezdin will act upon a claim, right? Over here, they can't, right?
Why does the Nizik lose out? Is it Zer Sakasov, Kimlev Dagnei? Because he doesn't gain from the fact that Bezdin gives the guy Malchus. Unless he gets satisfaction by seeing the guy who harmed him getting Malchus. He doesn't gain by the guy being killed unless he gets satisfaction from that. But why should he lose the money? Is there a custom or is there a svar to it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the explanation. I can't.
Is there a chilek between Malchus and Misa regards to what this Klapei Shamayim thing?
Possibly. That's what you were mentioning before,
okay.
Right?
Yes, that's what I mentioned.
Right.
Which one would be which way if there is a chilek?
Well, I mean, this Kilei Rabbeinu seems to be a Gemara. So we're the dinner we're one of the two not to have this halacha. It would be the Kedei Rishosan.
The Kedei Rishosan is not the Kedei Rishosan.
Right. And if that's so, I don't know if it necessarily has to be that you have to bring rise to that. I think. You have to look at that Gemara above Mitzvah itself. See what the Gemara is talking about over there. Chesim Piparo, that I think is a Kedem Shalsei Shmuz. But
Akoparim is talking about Kedem Shalsei.
Yeah. You have to see that Gemara. I don't remember right now, but I think the Gemara, that's what the Gemara really is talking about. Okay, so what we were getting back over here is the explanation of Shitas Reish Lakish. Right? Shitas Reish Lakish is that we don't even need the Chiv because we're talking about the Chayv Misur Shoygin, Chayv Makos Shoygin, so there is no Chiv, and therefore if we had to find what this halacha is dependent on, it will have to be more the Maisa itself. which means a little different explanation, and maybe there's different ways of translating it. But we'll use such a nusach right now. Then if you hold that there's halacha in the Shoygigins. Once again, we're saying that there is no chiv because we're missing in the conditions to have the actual chiv. Rather, this halacha of Kimlei and Kedei Rishosei were set in the Maisa. When we say set in the Maisa, which means like this: that as long as this is a Maisa of Malchus or a Maisa of Misa, now what does Maisa mean? That means the intrinsic Maisa itself is something which is punishable by Misa and Malchus. Like I mentioned before, there could be conditions that one needs, right? But this Maisa, whatever the action which gives the Malchus in the Torah, or whichever is the Chiv of Misa, that is what the din, these halachas apply to. Persons like Lechais, Mechil Shabbos, right? A person does an action that action intrinsically is a Chil Shabbos, a Bishul B'Shabbos. Okay, so as long as a Bishul was done, then that is intrinsically this a Maisa of Chil Shabbos, and it was said the halacha of Kimlei and or the halacha of Kedei Rishosei on such an action, and therefore it's not, and what the halacha is that one will not get two punishments resulting from this action, and the punishment will be that will could it's only mechayev, this action is only mechayev, one has the ability to mechayev one of these two things, and the one it's, and this that is mechayev is only mechayev the Misa. So even in the event it's not actually being Mechayiv the Misa, because I don't really need the Chiyiv itself. Right? It's Halacha in the action. So
the
today...
doesn't work with that, because it says, Kidei Rishasa Mishum Risha Achas Atom Mechayiv Ho. Lo Mishem Mishtei Rishasa. So the Lashon doesn't lend itself so much to be explained that the way Reish Lakish that just the mice itself can
right that's true. And what I would say just to satisfy that little uncomfortable feeling that we have with this is possibly is like this, is that the initial pasuk definitely, right, like we said before, that Reish Lakish really, in order to say that the shaking in Shapati, you need a source for it, definitely over here like that. However, like this, Reish Lakish has a source to take things further. That means that the Torah was megala this idea, right, in the Kedei V'Shosai. In the Kedei V'Shosai, that source, Taka, is an understanding as far as Chiyuv. Now, Reish Lakish has a source to carry it through, carry someplace else. Now, once it's carried to someplace else, now the nature of what is halacha in the chanami will change. So, whenever we're talking kedei v'shos mishum rishachat mechayvoy, right, that's tackle the way that original pasuk gives it, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, you know, it remains like that. Now, according to Reish Lakish, that tackle has a different nature of what this halacha is, but that's really based on the Hekesh, which takes it a step further, and you know, it really renovates this halacha, right?
What does Rashi mean? Ha, v'ikat sad malchus.
So that means the ma'ase. That's what Rashi means.
That's the ma'ase.
Yeah, right. That's what it means. This ma'ase has tzad malchus. What tzad malchus means that if this ma'ase has a completion of tnoim, then it'll bring about a chiyuv. So this is the ma'isa that it was said on the halachah, this din of kedei v'shosai. Right? That's what that means. Now the grada is discussion. Right? Again, I'm not going to get involved over here. But for those tackle who have the precision view over here, that even exactly as far as the ma'ase is concerned, what that includes is also a discussion. For example, oinus, right? If something was done by oinus, right? We talk about chayman shogigim, right? But what about if it was done by oinus? Right, would that also have this halacha? If what we're saying is that it's, you know, it's the action of the chayis who in one of the lam test malachas. So let's say it was done by oinus.
So isn't that the same limud?
The sasek.
I mean, what? Isn't that from the same limud that it, we're not makalik? We didn't even mention the oinus there.
No, it says. No? Shogeg, Mezid, Mishaven, Enu Mishaven, Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida.
But don't mention.
Doesn't say Onus. Onus, it says by Yavam Kona Yavama, Bein Baonis, Bein Baratzon, Bein.
Right. Shogeg, Ben Mezid. Very good. Right.
Can I ask? Is there a deek in the Rashi? Rashi says Hov Ikat Sad Malchus, but doesn't say Hov Ikat Sad Misa. Is that a deek or not? I don't know. Is there a reason why he mentions the Malchus only?
Well, so first we have to locate where this Rashi is going in the Gemara.
Chayim Misa Shogim, Chayim Malchus Shogim, B'davar Acher, Reish Lakish Amar Pater. Reish Lakish Amar Pater, Kivin Delo Asu Bei, Pater. And it's going on both Chayim Malchus and Chayim
Misa. So like this. We have to be very, very alert. Alert when we learn the Gemara, right? Now the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara starts by saying, "Bishlemer biyechen lamar kesh lokish dekom mukim lok rabbonin el bishlokish metain lamar kebiyechen amalach kivan deilu asre poter es nami poter." The Gemara says that first time before the Gemara brings the Ozlu Tamayu, right, which mentions Kimei
the Rambam. That's going in our sugya, the steer between the our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Malkus, and that's talking about Malkus and not talking about Chayim.
Right.
Wow. I wouldn't have put that together. Is that what Rashi is referring to?
I would think so.
Oh, wow.
I think that's the, yeah. I guess it depends on what your learning style is. Whether you first read all the Gemara to the end, and then you look at the Rashi's, or as you go by, you learn the Rashi's, right? So we assume that Rashi explains it the first time around, right? That would make sense, right? You know, there's, right? The Gemara says, Kili Asherbe twice. There's a reason that.
Okay, thank you for correcting me.
Okay.
Sure.
Wow. But the concept of Tzad Malkus or Tzad Misa, right? That's lachar what it means. An action, it's the action itself. This is a Malkus action. Because this action, with the proper conditions, without changing the mice, and this is very important, someone who's a lamdan understands that different conditions play different roles. Some things are in the actual mice itself, and some things are in addition to the mice itself. These are outside conditions. They're called Tnoi Chiv, right? So you have certain conditions, certain basic things that are necessary to actually have the Maisa itself. And then on top of the Maisa, you have the Tnoi HaChiv. So the din of, according to, if you hold Shoigin, has this halacha, so that means it's the Maisa itself where the halacha was said to, and the additional tnoim, the conditions which are necessary to bring about the actual chiv, are not necessary to have this halacha. Okay, hoil v'ikat tzad chiv means is that if it's possible to have a chiv with this ma'isa, could bring about a chiv if it has the proper conditions. So this is the ma'isa that the Torah was referring to.
So what do you mean by onus? Meaning onus wouldn't have the conditions of the maisa bichlal?
Right, okay. Right. Okay. Very good. Okay, precisely. Right, and...
But King Leib, the Rabbi Mene, doesn't that mean that we give him the more chumra punishment? And if he's not going to get Misa, he's not going to be... He's not getting Rabbi Mene.
Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. So how those words explain Shagigin, that's maybe still needs a little more explanation. If we could get those words in, it's a little bit easier for us to work in the Kedev Yishasai, since primarily that is. How we work with Malkus, but as far as the Chiv Misa, I can see from the Gemara and the Chizkiya that seems to be the primary Shita. So that's why it's a little more difficult that the Gemara uses the term Kinle Rabbine, and how does that term stem with the halacha of Shaygigin? Masking.
Right, but as the Rav said before, that if we view it as not that the Hekesh is not an explanation of the first pasuk, but an additional halacha that you're adding on, so Kimli B'Drabimnei applies when you do get it. But then we have another limud that says that, and we're not machalik between if you do it with Shogeg or B'mezid.
So like this. So really, what should be is therefore that once we have that limud, so that should be the face of the halacha, right? That's where the base of this question comes from. that l'cha'oira, that if you hold Tanit Mechizkiyah, so today, this is really how it works. We don't, you know, it's not relevant as far as the concept of kin l'rabmine. Even if a person would to actually get the chiv, and then that maybe has to do with what we mentioned before. Rabbi spoke about if there's a difference between actually even in the sheet of getting it, not getting it. So one could also think about that. Granted, Tanya Chizki tells us that there is a halacha, this concept of misa and moment, even by a shaygig. Today, is there any difference between if you actually get it or not? Pashtus, we would say that, again, once you learn to shaygig, and now with the din of shaygig we explained, is that the Soid HaPtur has to do with the Ma'isa. See, even B'mezid has to do with the Ma'isa, right? It's all one halacha, right? Once you have this, so that becomes how it works. And it works in a way which it'll pack even a shaygig, and even mazid works like that, right? That's kipshutei how we would understand. It's one halacha. No, but before we have the source, we would understand that it works with chiyuvim, and that's why it's limited to the dinner of mazid. And once we have a gila, we have a source that tells that it even applies by shaygigin. So obviously, we're not working with a chiyuv. So now we have to understand that the basis of this halacha, what is dependent on, it's not dependent on the chiv anymore, it's dependent on the ma'isa. And like we just said a moment ago, that if so, it's one halacha, l'chaira, and therefore, even b'mezid, right, it works the same way, in a way that it can include shaygig and mezid. Okay, so now that we just touched a little bit over here on the mechanics, right, for those who relate to it, to think about it and take it to where they would like to, and those that are not ready for it, it's okay. Right? It's good to hear it a couple of times. So let's get back into the Cheshbonos of the Gemara. Okay, so what we just learned is like this: that we started with the Machlekes of Yechon and Mishlokish in relevance to our Mishnah, which is a Kidei Vishas, a Malchus Umomen discussion. The Gemara told us that the basis of why they had to say different terutzim, where the Gemara basically is heading, is that Reish Lakish, really, Rabbi Yechonin is the better teretz, sounds like from the Gemara, the more, right, that it goes according to the Shitas Rabbanan, and so if we could have afforded to say that teretz, that would have been the better of the two. Reish Lakish doesn't have that option because that teretz is based on a lo hisru. According to Reish Lakish, lo hisru doesn't change the halacha of kedei v'shasai. Therefore, that teretz is not sufficient. So, therefore, Reish Lakish had to head a different way to answer by saying that it's Reish Meir, the Tana of HaMishnah, who holds like a Mishnah. So, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, it's negated machlekes for Malchus in the moment. The Gemara says, Zokrav Dimi, that Ozla Tamayu, and once Rav Dimi starts talking, so the Ozla Tamayu really includes the Kimle concept also. Both of these halachas, there's a machlekes for Rav Yishlokesh, whether do I need to have the Hashlomas Tnoi Hachiv, do we need to fulfill the conditions of Chiv, because I need the Chiv in order to have this halacha? That's Rabbi Yechonon Shita, and Reish Lakish also said, no, it's not necessary to have the chiv, just the mice itself, and that's the concept of shoygigin. Zogt the Gemara. Eisvei Reish Lakish l'Rabbi Yechonon. V'lo yia osin onesh eyonesh. The Pasuk says, and this really is the source, right? The Mishnah on Lamed Vav tells us, this is the source of Kim Lebed Rabmine, right? So Reish Lakish is asking Rabbi Yechonon, right? We're talking right now the din of Kim Lebed Rabmine. At this point, we think that there's a machlekes over here whether shregigin patters or dafko mekul mizidin. Zakhrei shlokish that I see like Marishita. The pasuk is leya osn. This is by right. Kinyanot anoshim. Two people are having a fight together. V'nogfu isha hora. V'loya osn the pasuk. Then onish hayonish. Right. If there's loya osn. If there's no osn. Right. Which refers to amisa. Then onish yonish. Then there's a chiyuv dmei vlod. There's the chiyuv mamon. My lav osin mamish. Zok the Gemara. My lav osin mamish. That in the reading of the psukim over here, loya osin, it the Gemara assumes that's what it means. You know, will there be a death, or will there not be a death? Now, if that's true. So the pasuk over here says, "V'loyeh osin." That's what anush yonish. Right? We learn from over there, "B'ha yeh osin" is the chloyeh yonish because of the halacha of kimle. Now, if the translation of the pasuk is "loyeh osin," meaning the isha won't die. So the deek is that if the isha dies, as long as she dies, which is the action itself, right? Then loyeh yonish, right? There's no conditions of necessary that the one who hit her should be mechuyev misa, right? As far as hasro, you know, mazid. So that's where it would be meduk in the pasuk over here, and this is the actual source, actually according to this, right? It's not even it's according to this, like when I get to what we said before, this is not even using the Tanya Chizkiya to extend it further, right? The Gemara is at this point is learning in the Iker Memra itself, right? So that will be another point over here. I know it's sound like that Rish Lakish is finding in the Iker source. Akoponim, if you translate the pasuk like this, the pasuk is Layas and she doesn't die, right? If she dies, you potter. Right? So that's what I need, right? Do I need a mazid? No, you know, that's wrong. No, right? That's what the more means. My love, osin mamish. Socrates, let's see the Rashi. Socrates on top. My love, osin mamish. Im loy meso ha isha, ye yonish hanoegiv, me vlodis. Ha im meso, loy yonish. See the Rashi on top over there? We're reading the Rashi on top. On top.
Ramea.
Do you have that?
No.
Oh, we're on Lamed Hey Omen Aleph. Lamed Hey Omen Aleph.
I went back to
the
yeah.
My love.
Yeah.
Okay. Lamed Hey Omen Aleph.
Yeah.
My love, Osim Mamish. Osim Mamish means in the actual death. Imloy Meisah Yishay Yarish Hanayk Vivin Vev Lodis. Now, it would be Meduik from there. We could extrapolate. Ho Imeisah Lo Yayanish. But if she does die, la'yonish, afil la'hisra boy, even with that hasra, v'kash la'ab yechanan. Nice. That's the basis of the question on Rabbi Yechanan. That thing Mora says, Mora answers, loy, dinosin. Now let's see how to translate the pasuk. What is the Mora saying? No, the Mora dinosin. So Krashi, and this really is a different translation in the pasuk. So Krashi, loy, dinosin. Hachi ka omar kro. Im aim mishpat moves lenoigif. So, you see Rashi says over here that if we are translating the pasuk according to Shitas Rabbi Yechanan at this point of the Gemara, that we need to have the chiv and shaking in it doesn't have the halacha. So when the pasuk says lo ye'osin, it's referring to din misa, and once it's din misa, we're not talking about the isha anymore. We're talking about the noigif, right? We're talking about the makah here, right?
The osin is his death.
his chiv. That's what he's saying, right? A chiv for his death. Very good. Right. That's what it means, right? So Zokrashi, the Taishan the Pasuk like this is that if there is no Chiv to the Noigiv for a number of reasons, right? Either Kingan Shlai Mesa Ha'isha, or a Mesa, but even if she does die, Vla Hisrubai, then Onish Yonish. Right? So that's how he's translating the Pasuk. So according to that translation, the pasuk is not even is not even talking about the isha itself. We're really all talking about the noigif. Let's see the more further. Ked Amri, Eisver Biyechem Eishlokish, V'lo Yehosin, Onishonish, Ma'el Abdinosin, Loi Osin Mamish. According to the Ked Amri, the Kasha was reversed. It was Biyechem who was asking Eishlokish that understanding the Pasuk is Dinosin, and on that the Gemara Eishlokish answers, Loi Osin Mamish. Over here, one could ask that it's, and it's always, you have Gemara like this, you know, in many places where the different Lashonis, and an explanation is needed, is that, you know, what's the Pashtus, right? When the Gemara is asking such a question, so there's a Muskel Rishon over here, and that's where the question is, my lav hazoi, so whatever the basis of the my lav is, that seems to be the Pashtus, and then the Gemara changes it over. In this Gemara over here, right, there seems to be a two ways of understanding what the Pashtus is. Now, probably if you'd ask us, right, we would have thought that like Rish Lakish is learning Le'yosin, that we would have thought that was the Pashtus. It's interesting how the Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan, according to the Ikadami in the Gemara, takes on that the osin is a din osin. My love, that's okay.
You okay without air?
Yeah.
Okay, but we'll leave that her aura. But just you know, whoever it was bothering, we you know, give a haskoma to that, to the tzoruch beer here.
Right. I mean, yeah. Often we say like the Yigadama, so I guess that's what you're getting at.
I wasn't really heading at that.
How could Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan have this conversation, the first lashon or the second lashon, if he asked Rabin that they don't even argue by Chayav Nisa's Shogigin, and that's the way the Maskara is. So what happened? Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish spoke to each other and they asked each other questions from a pasuk, and the whole thing didn't exist. It doesn't make sense.
So we do find this idea, and yet that's the chur of what we have to say. According to Rabin, this never happened.
Happened. Can we say that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish never asked questions to each other? It was Rabbi Dini said, "I have a question according to Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yochanan could have asked this to Reish Lakish," and the Ikad Ami said, Rabbi Dini said, "Oh, I have a question, Rabbi Yochanan. You know, is that possible? Because if they really spoke to each other, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish spoke to each other and asked a question one way or the other, then." And their machlokis is also by
Chayav Misa's Shogeg. Okay, so I mean, possibly locally, you could take care of that. Just you know, as we go through, we might meet up with other situations, which are a little harder to do this, right? And I believe that the Rishonim say in those situations that he held that it never happened. Wow. However you understand, you know, we have the with the miscommunication occurred. Akoponim, but okay, we'll come back around. Okay, so at this point, we revived any questions on this. So Rav Dimi is his shita that Rabbi Yechim Shlokesh argue concerning Misa and Momen and Malkus and Momen is still holding. The Gemara goes further. Not the Gemara. Omar Ravo, Mikuman Doma Chavi Misa Shegigin Chayovin. How could anyone possibly hold that Chavi Misa, talking about Misa specifically, Chavi Misa Shegigin is Chayovin? Tanya Chizkiya, Maki Odom, Maki Behemo. That there was a Raisa, Tanya Chizkiya. Make odom make behemo make behemo lo ichlakte boy ben shegi ben meze ben miskaven shein miskaven ben derech yiridil derech aliyah the poetry moment and we'll have him up and come back to explain all the problem over here. Af make odom lo tachlik ben shegi ben b'shegi ben meze ben miskaven shein miskaven ben derech yiridil derech aliyah we'll have him up and the poetry moment. Tanur Chizkiya has a limud which is makish, which compares the din of maki odom to maki behemoth. The pasuk discusses the chiyuvim of maki odom somuch to the maki behemoth, and that's the basis of a hekesh. The Torah means to compare the two, just like maki behemoth. That's the halacha of mazik. Someone is mazik the property of his friend.
He kills the animal.
Either or kipshuta. There's no difference as far as maki behemo.
The hekesh is only not to make a chilavish and shogi amazed, because obviously it's not a real hekesh, because one is chayv and one is pater.
No, the hekesh is lo tachlik.
Lo tachlik. That
is the hekesh.
What? The whole hekesh is only that we don't differentiate between shogig and mezid.
Well, isn't there a whole list over here?
I'm saying all these things.
Right.
That lo tachlik. But it's not. I mean, we're not comparing the two, because by maka behim yachayv maka other yipater. Normally, a hekesh, you're comparing the two, and they.
What do you mean chayv and pater? Chayv and pater and what?
You're chayav for tashlumin by maka behema, and by maka adam you're potter from tashlumin.
That's definitely what the Gemara is saying. Yeah. I think you just wanted to speak it out, you know, to alleviate any other ideas.
Though, because you make your hekesh between things that are totally different. One's chayav, one's potter. We'll just make a hekesh that they don't make
that's what the Torah is doing, right? Torah is saying the hekesh is like tachlik, right? That's what we understand. Uh-huh. Okay, so let's hear. Right, so the hekesh over here is that just like there are no chilukim, this list over here as far as the chiyuv of maki behemo yishalmeno, the chiyuv tashlumin always applies. There's no difference whether it's shoigeg or mezid. Miskaven, she'en miskaven. A person, as the halacha kipshuta of, you know, of other muloidim, that he's always responsible for his monetary payment on the hezek that he did. Being derech vila, derech aliyah, definitely that there is. You don't find any difference as far as that's concerned in this parasha. That is always a chiyuv moment. So we learn to the din of. Of Maki Odom Yumos, right? As far as the halach of Maki Odom, then there is also no difference. Now, even though the pasuk says Yumos, right? But what we mean over here, as the Gemara tells us, we're all talking about the effect that the Maki Odom has as far as the moment is concerned. Right, that's the limit over here. That we're comparing this aloy tachlik in the monetary chiyuvim. Just like that there's a, by makay mehema, there's always a monetary chiyuv. So too, the makay odom, there's never a monetary chiyuv. And it doesn't make a difference. All these chilukim, the way they affect the chiyuv misa, has no bearing on the din of the moment in this case. And therefore, if it's a shaygig, it's an ein miskaven, it's a derech aliyah, you'll all have the ptur moment. And that's, so this is the basis. What the Gemara is asking is that, you know, we have a source that you see from this Gemara that this is universal, right? Maybe Taisus discusses maybe some a different source, which might be, but for our purposes right now, that this Gemara understands that this is universal. No one argues on this, and therefore the Gemara right now is asking a question on Rav Dimi's version of the Machlekes, that the Machlekes apply not only to Malkus and Mom, to Misa Mom, and also asks the Gemara, Frekt Ravo, that can't be, because Tana Chizkiya tells us clearly. Let's see the Rashi. Zok Rashi. Make Adam u'make behemo. Make behemo yishalmen u'make Adam lo yisham elu yumos. The Pasuk, that's what the Pasuk says. Make behemo yishalmen u'make Adam yumos. That's the Pasuk itself. Rashi puts into the Pasuk the effects of the lo yeosin, translates into this pasuk, mak adam lo yishalem elo yumos. There's a lo yishalem. So the pasuk is really itself is after the kedev yishalem. There's a contrast over here. Mak behema you pay, mak adam you don't pay. Right? There's a yumos and you don't pay. Lo yisham elo yumos. Hikish tur momen the mak adam lechiv momen the mak behema. Ma makay behem ein lechom boi chiluk lechiyuv, just like by makay behema, there is no difference, even though certain variables might change, but it doesn't affect the chiyuv moment. The chiyuv moment is always there. Af mak odm ein lechom boi chiluk lifter. There's no chiluk to pattern. Period. Makay behem loy lechayev damim bav kama pesach haspos lechayev al hashegi kimeiz v'oynis kiratzin. This actually brings the source of Wenski Rotson. Okay, Shane Miskam Zakrashi, Aim Boy, Chiev Misa, the Odom, by an enemy scavenger, Derech Aliyah, Zakrashi, Shiko, Bahabos, Yodai, Oish, Shechotchoi, Becharbei, Milmato, Lemailo. The Chilik. Okay, right, next Rashi tells us this idea. Bein derech yivil derech aliyah, mishum legabi golus, dohereg b'shoeg yichil, bein derech yivil derech aliyah, k'namin b'makis. The concept of a chilting derech yivil, where did this come from? Such an idea. Why does this have to be spoken out? Is it actually not? Because there definitely is a basis for halacha. Concerning the halacha of golus, the din of someone's hoeg shegig, of someone b'shoegig, as far as the chiv goes, there is a difference between derech ali and derech yirida. Ikechel min derech yirida derech ali, k'namim b'makas, kol she derech yirida se goyla, d'chsev ha-yapal ola, v'atshe yipol k'derech nefila. Okay, so, Mitzvah Shem, we'll remember Sechis Makas, we'll remember this part of it, and how Rashi explains the case of the derech ali, as opposed to derech yirida. Now the Gemara, as a result of this, has to shift now. We can't argue on Talmud Chizkiyah, and therefore definitely, like Rava says, no one argues concerning the halacha of Chayv Misa Shoygin. And the Hemshach HaGemara is El Kiyos, Rava and Omar, Chayv Misa Shoygin Kuli Amole, Pligi, the Ptum Kipligi, Chayv Malkus Shoygin Dov Rachem, Vechom Chayv Misa Ishkus, Chayv Malkus Le Iskish, and the Shlokish Omar, Potter, the phrase should be said to be having Malkius, Gechavi Mises. Okay, let's just hear that. So the Gemara now tells us that in a Chanami, that the Machlekes is limited to Malchus and Mammon, which is really what we started from. So as far as our sugi is concerned, it shouldn't affect us. Right, we just sort of headed into another topic over here. And that Gemara says that concerning the halacha of the call the Kimle, everyone agrees that Shagigin also patters Tan Chisfia, and the Machlekes is just Machlekes by Kidei Rishasa in that halacha. And now, like the Gemara speaks out, that we need a source, right, where that's going to come from, right? The Ikar halacha of Shagigin was said by Misa, by Malchus. Like the Rishasa, we don't have a source at this point. Rish Lakish will he'll have a source. In a minute, will show us where that comes from. Now, one could take a think at this point, like this, that. I mean, the original Gemara right away discussed in the Loya Osen to Tzadokim had understanding. In the Loya Osen, there could have been an understanding of Osen Mamish, and that would have been the basis of the halacha of Shagigin. Right? That is a din of Shagigin. From the fact that Tanakh Chizkiyah had a different source, so it would seem that as far as the parasha of Lo Ya'asen, we only have the right to learn Din Asen from there, and that's why that would not have been a source, and we need a new source.
It could have been either way, since the pasuk of Asen could be taiched Din Asen or Asen Mamish. It's not a raya to which way it is. And since there's two ways to learn it, we need a different source of Maka, Behema, Maka.
Mm-hmm. Akaponim, we're relying on the source of Asen Mamish. Right? That's why we don't have a source to Shagin, and we need to go further. Right? Like you're saying, I mean, since there's two ways to learn, so, you know, we don't have the right to take it any further, and therefore, in the Chabayel HaChidusha, so we'll translate the Pasuk, right, with Dinosin, right?
It's not true, though, in the end. Dinosin.
Okay, well, then, that's what we're getting at. We're saying, so now what we want to know is, after Tana Lechizkiya, right, after Tana Lechizkiya, so what we need to know, maybe in the translation of the Pasuk, is today, take granted, coming from that pasuk itself, right? You wouldn't have the right to learn Asen Mamish, and therefore take out a bigger halacha than you have. Then you have the right to in Chabad Chedusha. You know, you couldn't take out more. But once we do have the source, so it would seem like maybe this is really the proper translation of that pasuk. So today, that pasuk itself, right, in the original Lo Ya'asen really says it. So that just affects a little bit in what we discussed just before. Right? I mean, it's still true that we need a new din, but today there's no place anymore which has that halacha. No source, you know, that you need the chiyuv.
I mean, that would be saying that Hashem implicitly knew that the pasuk was ambiguous, and He gave us this other limud to be megala what that pasuk over there meant.
Yeah. I mean, you find it many times, and I mean, there's a reason, of course, why that pasuk was said like it said, right? Whether we know it or don't know it, right? But that pasuk is, you know, it's the words in that pasuk is not just for the halacha of Kinei Rivin Abinei, and therefore we would ask, so, like, be clear right over here, you wouldn't need that, you know, right?
Okay.
Right? And of course, that's going to be the answer to that, right? That there's a purpose in itself why those words, the choice words, were said exactly like that. And we wanted to have that accomplishment, and we know that therefore we're going to need now another source to complete the full kavana of what that halacha is in Ochanam. Right? That's a good point, yeah, 100%. Right? And we'll have this many places, such a thing like that. Right? If you saw the Tosfos in Ma'aseh Shabbos, you know, Bissel Cheshbon, you have like that also.
I don't know if this is where you're going or not.
I'm arrived.
Oh, okay, fine. No, meaning as at this point, the way we come out is, you know, both of the lumda shitas that we had above are come out. You know, Rabbi Yochanan holds from one shita, and Reish Lakish holds from the other shita.
Okay, so, awesome. And I'm going to speak out in just maybe in a little different words. That as far as the din of Misa and Mammon is concerned, right? Everyone holds halacha of Shaygigin, so therefore that the basis of what creates that Ptur, we call it, is today, is L'charis, is halacha in the Ma'is, according to everyone. Right? That's the halacha. So whenever we talk about Kinle Rav Mineh, we have to maybe reprogram ourselves that it's not really the Kinle Rav Mineh as far as Chiyuvim is concerned, because that halacha of Shaygigin, right? So really the base of that halacha really is accomplished with the Maisa itself. That where the Machlekes applies is by Malkus, right? That's this, that Machlekes Rechon Mishlokas concerning Malkus, where the Malkus Shaygigin also is a basis to part of the moment. Right, very good. Very good. Definitely that's where we are. Let's see a little further. Okay, Zot the Gemara. That what is taka the basis of Reish Lakish? We need a basis for this, right? We need a basis for this, definitely to extend the halacha to Shaygigin. We need a basis. Zot the Gemara. Reish Lakish has a beferish of the heichan ribsa Torah. Omer Abaye asking Rosh Rosh. Abaye says that the source is Xavishava Rosha Rosha, which will extend the halacha that you find, the Rosha which is said by Misa, and the Rosha which is said concerning Malkus, and that will extend the halacha of Shegigin, which we have by Misa, to Malkus. Crashing. Ask your Rosha Rosha. Nema b'chav Misa asher Rosha Lomus. Then we have Malkus for him with Hakas Rosham. Fine, okay, easy enough. Right, according to that, right, we have a Hekish which are comparing these two halachas, and that's why that is the basis of Akoponim Shitas.
So it's two steps.
Now, apparently, we would say that that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of this Gzerushovim. And that's why, like the Gemara said before, Lemisa Ishkis Lemalkus Lo Ishkis. She doesn't have a kabbalah to such a source. Okay, right.
Where did Reish Lakish get it from?
Cheshbonis. So it needs a kabbalah regardless, right?
Well, what I'm saying is that Reish Lakish's Rebbe was Rabbi Yochanan. And if his Rebbe didn't have the Kabbalah, then where did he get it from?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's sort of my question.
Oh, okay. All right. So, and I don't know what the answer to that is. Yeah. Rava Omar asks you, Maka Behemo. I'm sorry, ask you, Maka Maka. Rava says a different source. Maka Maka. Omar Le Rav Popol Rava. Hey, Maka. It sounds like he has, you know, some kind of Zerushova of a Maka, what's the Maka that you're comparing? Zok the Gemor, hey Maka, Ilemo, Umaka behem Yishalmen, Umaka Adam Yumos. That Posik is a high Biktoloksiv. Right? We are looking. Now, but before that, what would this Drasha be? paste this. This drasha would be a little bit different, just to point out where we're heading over here. The previous limud was a limud that chayvi malchus is compared to chayvi mises, and chayvi mises got its limud from a lichlacht on behema, right? This limud over here is a limud of behema to adam, right? That's what this is. Right, so this will be like a more direct limud.
If it goes to Malchus.
Right?
If it goes to Malchus.
Yeah. So the Gemara right now thinks that the Make Odom Yumos in this pasuk is talking about Malchus. And therefore, different the nature of this limud would be.
How did the Gemara think that?
Okay, we'll see. But just keep the cheshbon where we are, right? Zokta Gemara Ilemo, I mean, Gemara is speaking this true. I don't know if it's a akoponim, but Zokta Gemara Umake Behemu Shamei Makad Miyumos. That's what this limud would be. That just like there's a loytachlik in the Make Behemu, so too the Make Odom, which Gemara is understanding that this Make Odom is a Malkus, right? There's also a loytachlik in that there's no chiyuv moment. The Gemara's question just is that this is not talking about
no
shayes. A chiv moment. Not a chiv malchus. Not a chiv malchus. There's no basis of the malchus over here. Habig toluxiv. Habig toluxiv. Yeah. Elo. Hai maka. Maka nefesh be'em yishalmeno, nefesh tachash nefesh, v'somach lev, odom ki yiten mum ba'am yisoy. Tashos king yosel loy. Okay, so this, so the one Zokta Gemara Elmai, it's a different pasuk. Right? The pasuk, we have the maka nefesh be'em yishalmeno, and then the pasuk says that ish ki yiten mum ba'am yisoy. Right? So over here, he's not getting any misa. This is choyvel. Affecting more of a high lav makahi. Doesn't use the term maka. I mean, regardless, right? This is a magzer shova. This is really we're making some kind of a hekesh from the smichas. So when we said before maka, we just mean that the Torah is comparing the two hakos, the action. Fine. Now again, what do we want this to say over here? We want to say that just like my mak and nefesh behemah is loy cholakto, and there always is a chiyuv moment. So too that by ish ki yitein mum b'misoy, that there'll be a loy cholakto, there'll always be a malchus, not a moment. Feti moro b'hara ki ksiv b'chayv b'chaver hu d'chsev b'chayv b'chaver bat hashlum min hu. Zokti moro. But this is not the right chiy of malchus that you have over here. Because on the contrary, that when this is the pasuk of chayv b'chaver, that you know, granted, essentially there's a malchus, but over here, fakir, the halacha is that there's a chiy of moment and not a chiy of malchus. Right? We're looking for the halacha in Shosay that when you chayv malchus in that moment. Then even if a person actually is not going to get the malchus, the shegin malchus, he'll also be potter, right? So we're using the wrong case over here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Zoti mora im eina in lahakosh eish b'shava pruto tnei in lahakosh em b'shava pruto. So the first step over here, the Gemara is trying to find a malchus, right? Because you know in the regular chayil there is no din malchus, right? There's a chiyuv moment. So Zokta Gemara
prevents it from having malchus.
Right. Mm-hmm. So Zokta Gemara, okay, fine. We'll get you a malchus. We'll have a chayv b'chaver with the malchus. The case where it's pachas mishava pruta, right? So then there is no chiv moment. So b'chay gavne, then the malchus of le'yosef will come into play. Okay, so you have your malchus.
And pachas the moment, but isn't it?
So back to your question. So back to safe. Lav bat hashlumin over here. Nas hagufo. Since the whole halach there is also by chayvel presents itself the other way, that you really will chayv moment and not the malchus. And the only time you'll have the malchus when there is no moment. So where do you have this halacha that you're going to have the Ketev Yishosoi by a Chayvul B'chaveroi, that you're going to get Malkas in that moment. And to the Gemara,
because there's no moment to have by
Pachas B'Shoah Puta. It's like sort of like a Mamonah Shoch. If there is moment, there's no Malkus. And the only time there's Malkus, when there's essentially no moment. Right? But you're never going to have a case where the moment is going to be Nifter, Mikoyach the Malkus. So,
but we're saying that's the case of the Pasuk. The Pasuk is only talking about a case,
We're talking about as far as the Hekish is concerned, right? There's a Tno Inyan, right? That's what we're saying over here, right? Because even that first step, right, that came, right? Right? There's a Hekish over here, and what is the purpose of the Hekish? So since we see that there's a Hekish in the making, so that gives us the right to tailor the Pasuk, Akoponim, as far as the Hekish is concerned, for a case that'll be relevant for something to come out of the Hekish.
If there's a Hekish between Mach and Behemah and Chov B'chavero, we can say just like Mach Behemah Yechayiv money, lo chilakta ben shogim meizid, so too Chov B'chavero Yechayiv money, lo chilakta ben shogim meizid, yo yechayiv mamon.
No, because when it's meizid, you're for sure.
We have the befeirish ribs, right? We have the befeirish ribs. We have the befeirish ribs by chayv b'chaveiro, like we had before in the sugya. So that's not adjustable, right?
I only say lo chilakta ben shogeg b'meizid that you always chayv money by chayv b'chaveiro, comparing it to Makom Behemah. Why does it have to be that?
I think we have to mention something, and this might be the answer to your question. Let's just see the Gemara. Okay, there's an important point that we have to point out over here. What does the Gemara say? Right? What's the end of the Gemara? The Gemara says the case is talking about when a person that he hit his friend and he was korashirayim, right? He ripped his shirt when he punched him, right? This is the case over here where there's a chiyuv malchus, and he'll be potter from the moment, right, that of the shirt. And this is the case of a loichilapta, right? This is where you have the malchus patting the moment. Now let's ask a question.
The malchus is for hakar, that's pachas b'shar puta.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now let's ask a question over here. Now just to bring out the point, right? So those who have the point allow the question to be asked, right? But even before we ask a question, let's just to bring out a point like this. There's a parasha of Mazik in the Torah, right? If a person damages, causes a monetary damage, that's the parasha of Mazik, and the person is mukhuyiv to compensate the loss that he caused. Now, there are many different ways of causing a loss, right? A person could damage someone else's property, and a person could also damage his friend himself, and the different types of monetary losses, we'll call it, or things that translate into money, or dal dvorim, hey dvorim, you have the nezek, right, plus other things. Now, but Moskul Rishon, one would have thought, maybe, that you know, as far as nezek is concerned, is there any difference whether a person hits his friend or he hits his friend's animal? It's all the same thing. You cause the hezek, right? There was a monetary loss over here. And the parish of Mazik is mechayev one. There's a monetary chiyev to compensate the loss that was caused. And it's all the same. Now, if that's so then this Gemara gets a little confusing over here, right? Because the Torah tells me the chayvul b'chaveroi, the halacha is that. When there's a malchus and a mammon comes together, the halacha is the mukhiyah of the mammon and not the malchus. So what's the Gemara saying over here, right? That I mean, he caused the hezek. What's the chiluk if the hezek was to his friend, but the hezek was to his friend's shirt? Right? I mean, isn't the halacha the Torah says that when a person, you know, causes a hezek, the halacha is that manu shalom and milku leilaki. But you see from this gemara not like that, right? You see this gemara clearly seems to be making a difference over here. That if when he hit him, if he would have damaged his friend person, then he would pay
the body,
right? And not be mechuyav makos. But now that he ripped his shirt, the halacha is that he gets the malchus and he doesn't pay.
And the malchus is for hitting his friend.
Right.
Yeah. And that wasn't a shava pruta.
Well,
right.
The chabura
wasn't even a shava pruta.
The bodily, right. And that's why there's a chi of malchus. So what we mean to bring out over here is that if the understanding of this idea of what we call choivel b'chaveri is just a mazik to his friend. It's all the same. Mazik your friend, your friend's animal, you mazik your friend's shirt, right? So if that was all the same thing, so then what the pasuk would have been telling me by choivel is that concerning mazik, in din and mazik, the halacha is manu shalom and milk leiloki. So then, what's the Gemara saying over here? Right? What changed? Right? Originally, the pasuk was talking about when he hit his friend. On that, ask the Gemara 1 second, but there's no malchus because the halacha is that you pay. Zok the Gemara, a couple of lines, switch things around. Okay, fine. We hear. But what changed? What changed? There's hezek. Isn't the halacha that by when concerning mazik that you pay?
But not if there's not Shavapruta.
But there is the Shavapruta because
the shirt.
Uh-huh. So what we're pointing out over here is like you see something very important over here. You see when the Gemara says that b'chayv lechaveri rubsatayv chulu, there is a separate parsha of chayv lechaveri. Chayv lechaveri is not merely just a case of how a person can cause damage to his friend. Himself, his property, it's all the same. It's not all the same. There's a fundamental difference between if he's mazik, his friend himself, that's the parsha called choivel, and anything else, right, which could be a centimeter away, his shirt, right, is already a whole different parsha. It's a whole different halacha. The shirt is taka like the behemoth, right? That's moment. That's the halacha, right? If you look in the Rambam, there's two halachas. There's choivel, there's a halacha from choivel, and then there's a din of niske moment, nazik, niske moment, right? There's such a halacha. But choivel itself is a separate parashah, right? And that's a very important thing, definitely for you to understand the cheshvin in this sugya over here, and in general to hear, right?
It just speaks out what you just said.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Okay. Yeah, good to ask. Yeah. Okay, but what we need to know, right, is aside from just the facts and the cheshbon, but what we need to take in that to understand that fundamentally there's something different. Now I think the understanding of that is because we're very used to understanding or looking at that someone's mask is friend. Okay, so there's a market value for everything, right? Market value for people also. You go check the slave market, right? But that's takanatso portion, right? Like we see from Chazal that Betzma ben Chorin, right, doesn't really have a value, right? So this idea that we're evaluating the loss with how much he might have been worth on the shuk, that's not really an intrinsic value. That's after the Torah told us that there is a monetary chayvus. So that's how Chazal understood the Torah said that we should evaluate what the loss is. But it's not an intrinsic value like that of a shirt or an or a person's property, right? So that's why the din of chavola is really in a class by itself. Chavol bechaveri, the monetary, right? And on all the chiyuvim that you have, tsar, right? Boshes, right? Shabbos, all these chiyuvim, each one by itself, is a chiddush. And therefore, it's all b'chlal, this new concept of chayvul b'chaveri, and it has its own set of laws. So therefore, when we said before that b'feirah shibus haTorah chayvul b'chaveri, that the halacha is that it's moed mishal mikol eloki, we taka meant specifically chayvul b'chaveri. We weren't talking just one mazik in general, just that Torah would happen to have revealed it on that case of mazik. Because it's not true, like you see clearly from this Gemara. The halacha, right, of, so there's the fundamental difference, right? The halacha of chayvul b'chaveri, the way the Kedevish also plays out in chayvul b'chaveri, is m'mayn v'sham m'kloy loki. But in the parasha of Mazik, as far as Mazik is concerned, the halacha by Mazik is that, according to the regular klal of Kedei Rishal say, which is Milkoloki and Mimoina Loi Mishalim.
So if a person damages someone's property less than a Shabbat Pruta, is there Malkus?
No. But that doesn't have to do, that doesn't have to do with Chayvul B'chaveri, right?
Right. So I think that clearly brings out that the two are separate.
Not really, because the like I'm saying, the din of Malkus doesn't have to do with Mazik at all. It's not Mazik oriented. Right. We're discussing Mazik now.
If there was a lota say of doing hezek to your friend, then it might be that you'd be milka loki and you wouldn't pay the hezek at all.
Right.
Because there is no gezeiros hakasuv like you have by chovel.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that show that there is no law?
Let me hear it one more time.
Meaning we have by chovel b'chaveri, we say you pay mamon and you don't get malchus, but we don't have that by hezek. So if there was a lo ta'aseh of doing hezek to your friend that would bring malchus,
okay,
you
right.
would be pater from the mamon.
Right.
Shows that there's really no lo ta'aseh that would bring mamon.
Theoretically, that might be b'fer shibub satoru, because now that there is, the Torah says that you mechuyev, right, mak behem yishalmenu. Right, so that would have been the fair shibus haTorah, but theoretically, right? What you're saying, if you had the right conditions, okay. But let's hear this again, right? So we're saying like this is that there are two types of causing monetary loss, a chiyuv momon that one could do, and if it comes in conjunction with a chiyuv malchus, they'll play out the opposite, right? Because the din of the rule of Kedei Rishosai is Milkuloki and Mimoyla Mishalim. So therefore, if there's a hezek which is in the parasha of Niske Momin, right? If a person damages the belongings of someone else, so that goes according to the regular klal of Kedei Rishosai, that he'll be mechuyev malchus. Whatever the reason for the malchus is, he'll be mechuyev malchus. In that moment, if they come together, whereas by the halacha of chavola, that the Torah is b'fereshib Torah by chavola, and halacha over there is moed mishalim and milka loy loki. Our Gemara over here, right, sort of fuses the two concepts together, right? And what the Gemara tells us over here is that you could have the malchus, which might come from a maisa chavola, right? A maisa chavola. In the malchus, which is really, again, the malchus really has nothing to do with the maisa chavola. The malchus really is the lo yosef, the hako, right? A person could be able to yosef without causing any chavola at all, right? Theoretically, right? And that's what this. Right, so if a person does something which causes the makas of La Yosef, and there's a niskei momen which is there, so that will go according to the regular rules of the Klei Mishalsei, and the halacha will be milkoloki and memoin loy mishalim. That's going to be the halacha.
And even if it's shogeg, and he's not going to end up getting the malchus.
Right, that's what
it's looking at. Right. Still, from the Hekish, we learned that the Behemo, we learned that he's still.
Loi cholakta. Very good. Very good. Now, I just want to point out one other point, right? This is maybe more in the Lomnus. Maybe this is simple. But let's just speak this out just for 1 minute, okay? Let's go back. Befeir Shibsa Torah, that the Torah tells us that there's a change. Usually, when two things, Malchus and Momon, come together, Milkoloki, Moinloi Mishalim. By Mazik.
This is only in Rabbi Yochanan.
I'm saying,
this
what?
Is only in Rabbi Yochanan. Everything you're saying is in Rabbi Yochanan. Because Ula holds Momon Mishalim and Milkoloki.
Right, yes.
So we're going in Rabbi Yochanan's concept that. Everything you're speaking right now is Rabbi Yochanan that Milka Laki Mamona Lo Mashallah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is more going with it. Okay, let's see again. So we're talking about the Befeir Shibsa Torah. Befeir Shibsa Torah, that means that the Torah made an exception. The rule really is when you have Malchus and Mamona comes together, that one will get the Malchus, whatever getting Malchus means, and not the Mamona. Zok the Torah an exception by Choyvel. There's an exception that it's Faker, that Moyim Shalom Mikloi Loki. Now one could.
Why is that? Why is that? I mean, just
okay. We might give a little why. I'm a step before the whys. I'm really maybe in the what. In the what. Meaning to say like this. That l'chora one could wonder, one could think, maybe one could make a chakira, that apparently something's different over here, right? And which is one of the two variables, right? Either the malchus or the momen, and that's why the Torah changed things around, right? So one should think. That what is the cause of the difference? Right? Let's just speak out the Tutzdodim, right? Is it the pshat that the Malchus, for whatever reason, doesn't have that aspect that it should be the one to get, called Ptur, let's call it. Right? It can't part of the moment. Is that what we should understand that the Torah is telling us? The Malchus of Lo Yosef, let's say, can't pack the moment, and that's why over there it presents itself the other way, that you mechuyev the moment and not the Malchus. Is that what the Torah is telling us? Or on the contrary, that it's Aloch Mitzah, the moment, that the moment can't be Niftar, and that's why it's Memoyim Mishalim and Milka Leiloki. So again, let's speak out the Tutzdodim over here. The Torah tells us that in this scenario, things change. Usually, you get the Malchus, you don't get the Momon. By Chovel B'Chaveroi, things are the other way. Now, we want to know, where does the cause of that change, where does that lie, right? Is it because of the Malchus that we're dealing with, or is it because of the Momon that we're dealing with? If it's because of the Malchus that we're dealing with, that means that will mean, right, that this Malchus is something wrong with this Malchus, that it can't be Nifter. Let's call it, it's not strong enough to patter, right, the moment. Right? Is that the pshat? Or on the contrary, that it's the moment over here which is, we call it so chomer, that it can't be Nifter. Right? And that's what. The Nafkamina will be, obviously, right here. If the problem is that the Malchus of Olo Yosef is not strong enough to patter, then it should be that whatever moment that it encounters, it can't patter. So even if the moment is not moment of Chavolo, but the moment is moment of Mazik or anything else, it also can't patter. Right? You see from Argum Mor over here, right? Maybe this is Poshut, but you see from Argum Mor over here that the issue is the moment. So by choil b'chaver, that's the word, right? The moment, right? Maybe like what you said before, over. Maybe Taisus says such a side, one side in Gemara. The pshat is that the moment of the nizik, right? The Torah doesn't want that he should be nifsad the memayne de gufay. Right, you see, it's all my gufas. That's stam nizik in right. But like upon him, that memoino of hefsid gufoy, that's chomer. That we can't give up. So that can't be nifta by the malchus. So that's why the halach over there is fakir. It's memoino mishal milchle loki. However, if we're not dealing with moment of chavol itself, the malchus of la yosef has no problem in patrim. So therefore, in this case, when the moment is moment, which is not chavolo, but it's mazik b'chagavno v'nimora, that'll pater. Okay.
If you just a clarification, if you do a chavolo that's more than a shavapruta, you would also pay for the shirt, right?
If you do a
chavolo
that's more than a shavapruta, then you don't get malchus.
You don't get malchus. You're paying for the chabura. You would also pay for the shirt, right? When you do less than a shavar pruta, the malchus paters the hezek on the shirt. What I'm saying is now, when you do more than a shavar pruta, now you're going to pay for the chavura, you're also going to pay for the shirt. The mammon doesn't pater the shirt. Mammon doesn't pater the mammon. Only the malchus paters the mammon.
That was that a maisa that was chayve malchus shogging or something in a situation where you're not able to be. Maybe the maisa is a maisa that's deserving of malchus, but it's not able to. To
get them out, because then it would pot to the shirt. By
right.
That
right, 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 right. right. That's right. That's
the point of Shlokish. Maybe it's really Be'etzim, there is a Malchus here. It's a Mice of Malchus.
Then it would pot to the moment.
I don't
sure.
know.
Okay, all right. So mm-hmm. that's what I'm quite
right.
saying.
Right. I think that's right.
So you think it would pot because that goes with the Svara, the Lumdus of Rabbi Yochanan. Of Reish Lakish. Okay, maybe Taka, okay.
Two things very quickly.
Oh.
First, are you finished?
Well, I wanted to ask that question that you wanted me to ask him.
Ask him.
So, Shlomo asked a question a few weeks ago. He asked, what was the, at the beginning of our parak, what's the machlokas between Rav Papa and Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish says, Nara, Nara, and Rav Papa says, Basula, Basula.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know, what are they even arguing? In the end of the day, we don't go by the machlokas, right? Because it's
it works together. Sex.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Right. He asked, what were they arguing about? Okay. So it seems to me that at this point, once you're saying that Reish Lakish says that our Mishnah is Rebbe Meir, and if you look in Tosfos explains that Rav Papa holds like Rabba, who holds like Rabbi Yochanan, that our Mishnah would be the Rabbanan.
Okay.
So if Papa holds that our Mishnah is the Rabbanan,
mm-hmm.
and Reish Lakish holds our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir holds that it's Daf Ganara and not a Katana. So maybe that's why Reish Lakish darshans from the Psukim of Nara Nara, and Rav Papa, who holds like that our Mishnah is the Rabbanan, and therefore it would be any Basula, even a Katana. So he darshans from Basula Basula. That's what I wanted to suggest. Perhaps that's the machlokes.
One more time. The machlokes is whether the knas is by a ketana, is the machlokes between who? Rebbe Meir and Rabbanan?
Right.
And we have another machlokes between Rabbanan as far as Kedev Shoso is concerned. That's where you're going? Whether the mission is Rebbe Meir.
So, right. So
Loki Mishalin. Whether Loki Mishalin.
Right,
machlok. One second, but let's ask the question. Doesn't listen, what does the Gemara say, right? Right, doesn't the Gemara make the dik that neither in Ktanaloi in on our Mishnah?
Rav Meir, it's
Chav
Tesamal.
Okay.
Omar Rav, Rav Meir, right?
Okay. So what are you going to say? Rabbi Yochanan part of it is Rabbi Meir and part is Rabbanan.
Right. So obviously that doesn't really have to have a bearing on the Hemshech HaMishnah. Otherwise, how could the Gemara, right? Not, right? So you're raising a good point that But it's interesting because the Gemara, you see from the Gemara, like we just pointed out, that only because Reish Lakish the Shitasi can't learn the Mishnah is the Rabbanon, right? That's why he's forced to say it's Rav Meir, right? Even though the Mishnah is regardless Rav Meir, right? Like that's what he's going to learn. So you see that by the Gemara, these two things are apparently are non-dependent, right?
And like the Shita of Rav Meir that Loki and Mishalim is something that the Chachamim were not Mekabel. Although Stam Mishnah Amer, and we say the Mishnah is Amer because it says Naira and Nakitana, but this concept of Loka Mishalim, that itself, learning the Chachamim were Mekabel, the Kedem Mishaso Drasha. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would much prefer to say our Mishnah is like the Chachamim, not like Amer. And Reish Lakish is forced to say our Mishnah is Rameir and Loka Mishal, which is only in regards to
masking. But the point that Michael's reminding us over here is that the Mishnah definitely is working with a Shitas Rameir against the Rabbanon.
But the Gemara says Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan Lo Amar Ki Reish
Lakish. Right, that's what we're saying. That's what we're showing over here. That you see that the Gemara right that doesn't associate these two points to each other at all, right? And as if, like, you know, the fact that we go like a mayor over there has zero bearing over here, and on the contrary, over here we'd be much happier if it wouldn't be a mayor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
So you'd say that we still have a Shlomo's question. You're not happy with my answer.
Akopanum, okay. We're just making a ha'ora on the answer, right? You know, maybe we could patch it up, right? But, okay.
Two things very quickly.
Yeah.
One is that we have the Machlokes. Asan mamish or din asan?
Right.
The English says that if it's asan mamish, the pasuk when it says the word asan is talking about the lady who's killed. Lo yasan, the lady is not killed. If there is an asan, the lady is killed. But if you learn din asan, the pasuk is not talking about the lady. The pasuk is talking about the guy who hit her. The hitter.
We said that when you went to the bathroom.
Right. I think
you went to the bathroom.
I think the English got that from Rashi.
Rashi says that. What does Rashi say? That?
Yeah, Rashi. Rashi. Read the Rashi.
He says the way the pasuk. Hafi gamar kra.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, when you read the pasuk, it sounds like it's talking about below Yosef, the lady's not killed. But. The one Rabbi Yochanan, if he learns din asan, it's talking about the Rashi is talking about the nogi.
Right.
Okay, there's a big talk which I don't know what it means at all, and I know it's a tosis, and I know I hear people talking about it. It's something called esnan asra torah v'afilu ba'al imo. Can you just tell me what that means? Because I've heard a lot of people mention it, and I have no clue what it means.
See, this is really the basis of something that you mentioned before, as far as the chiyuv la'aseh sedei shamayim. Right. Okay, but you don't have to wait. I'll speak to.
Yeah. I've heard this, and I have to be somewhere. So
okay.
I should call it.
Okay. I'll just.